continue our worship with today's scripture reading, taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 16, verses 1 through 14, and chapter 21, verses 14 to 21.
我们今天的经文来自创世纪第16章1到14节第21章14到21节。
We'll first read this responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我会先用英文，然后用广东话读出。
Genesis chapter 16 verse 1. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. She had a female Egyptian servant whose name was Hagar. So after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her servant, and gave her to Abram, her husband, as a wife. And Sarah said to Abram, "May the wrong done to me be on you. I gave my servant to your embrace. And when she saw that she had conceived, she looked on me with contempt. May the Lord judge between you and me." The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. The angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit to her." And the angel of the Lord said to her, "Behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction. So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are a God of seeing," for she said, "Truly here I have seen him who looks after me." So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, along with the child, and sent her away, and she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Then she went and sat down opposite him, a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot. For she said, "Let me not look on the death of the child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. "Up, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him into a great nation." And God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt.
亚伯兰的妻子撒来得给他生儿女，撒来有一个子女名叫夏甲，是埃及人。 於是亞伯蘭的妻子撒來將子女埃及人夏甲給了丈夫為妾，那時亞伯蘭在迦南地已經住了十年。撒來對亞伯蘭說，我因你受屈，我將我的侍女放在你懷中，她見自己有了孕就小看我，願耶和華在你我中間判斷。耶和華的使者在曠野施以路上的水泉旁遇見他，耶和華的使者對他說，你回到你主母那裡伏在他手下。并说，你如今怀孕要生一个儿子，可以给他起名叫以实玛利，因为耶华听见你的苦情。夏甲就称那对他说话的耶华为看顾人的神，因而说，在这里我也看见那看顾我的么。廿一章十四节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，拿饼和一皮袋水给了夏甲，搭在他的肩上，又把孩子交给他，打发他走。夏甲就走了，在别士巴的路上走迷了路。自己走开约有一箭之远，相对而坐，说：我不忍见孩子死，就相对而坐，放声大哭。起来，把孩子抱在怀中，我必使他的后裔成为大国。神保佑童子，他就漸長，住在曠野，成了弓箭手。
Everyone, please be seated.
請坐。
The title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message: The Lord hears our cry.
陳牧師今日講到題目係主聽我們的呼求。
I want to thank everyone for praying for myself and my family.
我想首先多謝大家為到我同我家人去祈禱。
Now I know what a long trip it is to East Asia.
我終於明白到去東亞原來係一個咁遠嘅路程。
And so for those of you who have to go back to see relatives, families regularly,I now can sympathize with you.
咁你對嗰啲經常性要飛奔亞洲要探望親人嘅人，我卒之可以明白到你哋嘅經歷。
But isn't it amazing that you know we don't have to be on a boat for 2 months to go there? God has, in our day and age, allowed us to live in the 21st century, where what 15, 16 hours we're there.
咁想象一下嚇，幾十年前嚇要搭兩個月嘅船嚇，要翻去一個另一個嘅大陸，而家大概即係15、16個鐘頭就去到啦。
So it's always helpful to be grateful to the Lord。
嚇，我哋存一個感恩嘅心係一件好嘅事。
Well, we've looked at this text in Sunday school at great length about a couple of months ago.
我哋早幾日之前，我哋曾經睇過呢一段嘅經文。
And I'd like to bring to your attention a couple of things that have pressed upon me and my heart as I looked at that in Sunday school.
咁當我主日學教導嘅時候，有幾樣嘢好多時都去打動我。
Because like Hagar, many of our situations are in the wilderness.
其實好似夏甲一樣，好多時候我哋走過嘅路都好似喺呢個嘅曠野嘅上邊。
And often those situations of life seem hopeless.
好多時候個面對嘅情況好似都係一個好無助嘅情況。
And as you've just read, and many of you who are familiar with the Bible, know Hagar's story, in detail, it appears that her child, Ishmael, will die of thirst.
咁如果你去熟悉嚇，你去睇呢個夏甲嘅故事嘅時候，睇到好似以實瑪利嚇會係死先。
Her circumstances look pretty bleak.
佢嘅情況啊，睇嚟好差。
But the Lord God, as the text says, hears her cry.
咁但係正如呢個經文所講，耶和華聽到佢嘅苦情。
You see, Hagar's descendants would be included in Abram's descendants.
咁夏甲嘅後裔係包括為喺啊呢個亞伯拉罕嘅後裔嘅裏面。
Which really is a remarkable promise, as numerous as the stars.
就係好似啊所講，好似恆河星數咁多。
You see, like every believer who's also included in that number of the stars, she's an honored woman.
咁我哋好似今日嘅信徒一样，都系被计算为喺亚伯拉罕嘅后裔一样，而夏甲都系。
Notice in this Old Testament context, she's an Egyptian. She's not of Israel.
咁如果你经文睇得好清楚，话俾你听，佢系一个嘅埃及人。
And so again, you see a glimpse of God's grace for all nations.
咁你睇到就系话喺呢段经文睇到神对世界上边每一个民族吓，佢都系啊包容佢哋，接纳佢哋。
Even way back in Abram's day.
就算去到亚伯兰嘅时代
，The Lord hears our cry.
又话听到我哋嘅苦情。
He hears our cries.
佢听到我哋今日嘅困难。
As He showers us with His grace. And His mercy.
所以佢喺我哋身上，佢降下呢个嘅福气。
Now Hagar's story, if you know it, again, those of you who've read it here, or those of you who have read it several times, you know that Hagar's story is a story of despair. It's a story of injustice.
你如果熟悉呢个夏甲的故事，你知道是一个不公平的故事，亦都知道这个是一个很凄凉的故事。
And involves some ugly behavior of believers, Sarah and Abraham.
你都看到就说在一些已经信靠神的人的里面，好像撒来，好像亚伯拉罕，一些这个不合乎基督徒的行为。
And if you read the narrative,in its entirety carefully, you can't help but notice there's a lack of virtuous behavior, lack of it.
亦都睇到佢两个完全可以甚至话系冇乜呢个嘅道德品格嘅表现。
In fact, it's safe to conclude that the very best human beings in the history of the world are moral and spiritual failures.
甚至话好似歷史上面一個好好嘅一個嘅人，係喺呢度係竟然有一啲唔道德嘅行為。
They can't rise above their own culture.
佢哋好似好多多時候，佢哋嘅文化好似俾到一個嘅限制佢哋。
They can't rise above the brutality of their own times.
喺佢哋嘅時代嘅殘酷嘅殘忍，佢哋唔可以避過。
They can't escape.The self-centeredness of their own hearts.
他们不可以逃避他们内心的自我。
And neither can you.
我们都是。
You cannot.
我们都不可以做到。
Apart from knowing God.
除非你去认识神。
You must cry out, just like Hagar, for help from God.
我哋可以好似夏甲一樣去向神放聲嘅痛哭大叫。
Otherwise, you'll just continue in the miry muck of this place.
就係，但係同樣，我哋喺呢個世代裏邊依然喺度混沌。
You have to continually, daily seek after Him.
我哋需要每一日嘅嚟到佢面前去尋找佢。
God who enables you to be countercultural.
去令到你對抗今日嘅潮流文化。
and to pick up your cross and be a self-denying human being. You see, if you don't walk with Him, that is, be close with the Lord, you don't have a chance. Your natural default mode will appear. And that natural default mode, as you see in the story, in the narrative, is an ugly one. Just like Abram, just like Sarah, just like Hagar, who's a victim here, we're bent inward. We're bent inward. We're trapped to our self-centeredness. We human beings are in the self-glorifying business. That's how a fallen world works. That's why it's a jungle out there. It's a mess.
他說在外面的世界好像這個叢林一樣。
And if you haven't noticed, inside here it's not much better.
好像就算在教會裡面都是一樣。
Despite the failures in living, God continues to do His great work amongst these characters.
縱然人的失敗，神都依然在裡面做祂要做的事。
And just like us, He doesn't give up. He does not give up on us. He continues to do His great work. He continues to be patient with us. And in the narrative here, He saves and rescues Hagar and Ishmael. Now you may think the message of the Bible is to give God a righteous life, and then God will bless you.
很多時候我說，如果我過一個公義的生活，神會扳扳轉頭去報答我。
Many people wrongly think the Bible is a book of virtues.
很多人覺得聖經好像一本的道德經一樣。
They mistakenly think it's a series of stories with moral exemplars.
或者是一連串的故事，裡面後面有一個道德的教育在這裡。
Right? You just look at Abraham, look at Sarah, and you try to follow them. You gotta be kidding.
如果你看回在這裡亞伯蘭和撒來他們所做的事，如果是跟著他們這樣做的時候，那就錯了。
You see, looking at this narrative carefully will attest to the fact there are no moral exemplars to look at.
如果你看回今天亞伯拉、亞伯蘭和撒來的故事，在他們兩個生活上根本沒有一個道德的教訓給我們。What's,
if it is immoral, what is the moral of the story then?
什麼叫做一個有道德、有意義、有預言的一個故事呢？
Where is the righteous life? In Genesis chapter
16.
Look at the injustices being done. Women are demeaned. Slavery seems to be condoned. Look at all the exploitation that's happening. Look at the oppression, the injustices. And you know what's frightening?
最令人驚的是什麼呢?
Abram, Sarah, believers, they're good with that.
而最令人驚的就是作為一個信徒，好像亞伯拉罕，好像撒拉的，他們是這樣做出來。
How horrific that is.
就是這個最恐怖的地方。
Look at verses 5 and 6 more carefully. Kwong, if you don't mind, if you could go back to verses 5 and 6, we see vividly the rawness of this turmoil.
我們看看第五、第六節，就看到內中的情況。
Look at the second part of verse 5.
我們看看第五章的下半節。
I'm going to read from the NIV, paraphrasing it. you have the English Standard Version up there, when she, Hagar, knew she was pregnant. Notice this second phrase here. She began to despise her mistress.
在第四節的下半節他這樣說,
that little word despise tells us a great deal of what's happening here.
而這小漢這兩個字就將當時家庭裏面的情況說了出來。
And what was happening to Hagar was what Sarai had done, right?
他就看到,接著就講到撒來他會做到的事。
Right, it was her scheme. Right, as it was spelled out in Genesis 16, verses 1 and 2. Her scheme to take matters in her own hands, not to wait on God.
又看到其實這一切都是撒來他自己做出來,是他的計劃,將事情放在手裡面,要去做出來。What
was Sarai's scheme here?
撒來要去做些什麼呢?
Let's have a child through a surrogate mother, because why wait on God?
他說我不想再去等神了,那不如我找一個人,幫我丈夫去生一個小孩。
Right? You and I, Abraham, pretty old. It's impossible to have a child, so let's get Hagar.
既然阿伯蘭和撒來都年紀老邁,不如我找夏甲去跟我去生一個小孩。
Right, just like us. Why trust the Lord? Why live my life with the reality of the Bible when I can live by sight, not by faith?
同樣一樣就話,很多時候我問回頭,我為何要去過一個公義的生活,我為何要去跟隨神,我為何不用我自己的方法去做到它呢?
And so, the downfall happens.
你看到當撒來這樣做的時候,一連串的事就發生。
And things get complicated pretty fast, right, in the story.
你看到在他們的情況,很快就變成很多的問題。
And first of all, Hagar, what happens is this slave, this handmaiden, gets status in the family now, as she's given to Abraham.
當看到本來是一個小女,她今天變成一個妾的時候,在家庭裏面有了一個地位和身份。
Like she's bearing Abram's child.
而更加的就說她自己有孕。
And how does Sarah, in the narrative, respond to that?
撒來在這個故事裏面有什麼反應呢?
Do you see how she responds? I'm agitated. I'm depressed because of this.
她為到這件事,她很不高興,她覺得很苦惱。
It's all in the text, do you see that? She blurts out to Abram in verse 5, the first part of verse 5, you are responsible for the wrong.
看到在第五節,他對這個阿伯蘭的控訴,他說我因為你的緣故,我受屈。
Right, sound familiar? Blame shifting. You, Abram. You. It's your fault.
很簡單,將這個責任,這個藉口,推卸在別人的身上。
Right, and later, I'll point out the fact she blames God, too.
然後你看到,他還賴神。
And then she says, I'm suffering. I put my servant in your arms. And by the way, as we learned in Sunday school, in the original Hebrew, that's a euphemism. That's kind of smoothing it over. It's European, you know, making it nice.
那在這個第五節,他說,我將我的使女放在你的懷中,就好像說是他做了一些好的事,去為他的丈夫。
Because the Hebrew brings out the rawness, because the fact that she is depressed, she's agitated.
因為她今天,她的苦惱,她受屈,所以她要作出這個控訴。
And verse 5a literally says, I put my servant girl between your legs.
她說,我將我的使女放在你的懷中。
Again, the rawness of the emotion shows us her despondency.
在這個字裏行間裏面,她看到了撒來她的苦惱,而她的苦惱帶來了她自己的不滿,她的控訴。Sarah
is showing her anger, her humiliation. Again, it's an ancient Near Eastern culture, traditional culture. The shame, the despair is brought out in Hebrew.
即係喺呢個嘅啊喺當時嘅環境裏邊去受嘅呢個嘅侮辱。
Again, her culture is just like many of yours.
佢喺佢當時佢嘅社會、佢嘅文化、佢受嘅侮辱，佢唔能夠去解決。
Having children was of great importance in that culture and that society.
喺當時嘅社會裏邊啊，去懷孕生子係佢一個嘅責任。
And in verse 5 and 6, she'sagitated, she screams at Abram, I am suffering. I put my servant girl between your legs and this is what I get.
她說我要將我的使女交了給你，令她去懷孕生子的時候，今天我有這麼多的苦情。
And if you thought that was bad, how about verse 6?
如果你覺得這一切都是已經是很差的時候，你再看看第六節。
AbramFather of the faith, right? Abram shocks us. Unbelievable callousness.
我们看到第六节亚伯兰后来的这个信心之父他所讲的说话。
Do you see that in verse 6?
你看到第六节讲什么呢?
Your servant is in your hands. Do with her whatever you think best.
第六節佢咁話，佢話侍女在你手下，你可以隨意待她。
You know what he's saying there?
佢究竟喺度講緊咩嘢咧
？Hey, Sarah, she's your slave. Treat her as such. That's what he says to her.
佢話呢個工人係你噶嘛，你中意點咪點咯。
And then in verse 6b, Sarah mistreats Hagar.
在第六节的下半节，他说撒来苦待他。
Again, the English smooths it over. The Hebrew brings out the rawness. Again, that's why it is not a waste of your time to learn the original languages, to look at the Bible in its Hebrew or Aramaic or Greek.
咁呢個英文嘅原文用苦待兩個字嚇，其實已經咧係一個好好嘅描述啊！真正呢個嘅希伯來文啊，甚至係呢個亞蘭文更加清楚講到呢個夏甲點樣被撒來去苦待。
Do you see that word mistreated in verse 6b?
你睇唔睇到呢個第六節所講嘅苦待咧
？That's the Hebrew word that describes Egyptian what the Egyptians did to the Israelites.When they were slaves in Egypt.
这个字苦待同样都是在后来这个的讲到这个埃及人怎样样去苦待这个以色列人希伯来人一样的字眼。
The Egyptians, as you know, through secular history, they were pretty good at building. And they used the Israelites as the slaves to make bricks.
这个埃及人我知道他很懂这个的建筑。咁於是啊，佢揾咗啲嘅希伯來人幫佢哋去建築好多嘅神廟，好多建築物。
And when he couldn't make bricks fast enough, according to Exodus 1:12, that word mistreated is used. They beat them.
當嗰啲嘅希伯來人唔可以做磚做得咁快嘅時候，呢個埃及人佢哋去鞭打佢哋。
And it says Hagar fled from Sarah.
咁所以佢話到啊，夏甲要喺撒來嘅面前逃走。
Again, that Hebrew word "fled" is frequently used of people trying to escape from assassins, from people killing them.
咁通常呢個原文嘅逃走係講話你喺呢個嘅面對呢個殺手，人哋要殺你嘅時候，你去逃走嘅字一樣。
It's used in Genesis 27:43 and Genesis 35:1 and Exodus 2:15 and 1 Samuel 19:12 and 18.
喺頭先佢所講嘅嗰段嘅經文裏邊都揾到同樣嘅字眼。
Sarah, the pregnant woman, beaten by her mistress, fleeing for her life.
夏甲一個有孕嘅婢女喺佢嘅主母嘅面前逃走。
And callous Abraham, say, do with her.What you will.
而亞伯蘭在這件事上面好像是一個的懦夫任得個太太怎樣做。
Slide 4, please. Look at the text. Look at the Bible.
你看看聖經。
The message of the Bible is not you give God a righteous life and then he owes you.
聖經唔係講到話你俾神一個公義嘅生活，神跟住回報你。
The message of the Bible is clear. God comes to you, always by sheer grace, and then you owe Him your life.
係講到神係嚟到你面前，神將呢個恩典降臨喺你嘅身上。
In other words, the Bible is mainly not about you.
所以聖經唔係講你。
It's not mainly what you should be doing.
唔係講你要去做啲咩嘢。
It's mainly about Him, God, and what He has done for you.
係講到神究竟為你去做咗啲咩嘢。
And so, the main message of the Bible is a gospel, a message of good news.
所以我點解講到話聖經係一個嘅福音，係一個嘅好信息。
It's mainly a record of how God continually puts His grace into the lives of people who don't deserve it.
係即係話神將佢嘅恩典去俾個好多本來根本唔配得有呢個嘅恩典福音嘅人。
We human beings don't seek it. We don't deserve it.
我哋唔應該有，亦都唔配得有。
And in the narrative, what happens? They continually resist God's grace.
但喺呢個喺我哋睇到歷史上面，好多人一次又一次嘅去拒絕呢個嘅福音。
Even after we come to faith, we don't appreciate God's grace.
就算我哋喺今日係接受咗神呢個嘅信，好多時候我哋都唔去欣賞、唔去接受、唔去多謝神俾我哋嘅福音。
I implore you, read the Bible. The text proves that the Bible proves to you that it's not a book of virtues. If you just read it,
我希望你去真係去睇呢個聖經。聖經唔係好似一本道德經嚇，唔係好似一個嘅寓言故事一樣。
It's not a series of stories about moral examples to follow.
唔係話淨係有一堆嘅故事話要俾你聽，叫你跟住去做。
It's a record of God's intervening grace. That's the gospel.Into the lives of people who don't deserve it, don't seek it, who don't want it.
其實係一個嘅福音嚇，俾一啲嚇唔應該配得有呢個福音嘅人。
Over and over and over again, the Bible stories tell us that.
係一次又一次嘅聖經話俾我哋聽。
Again, Christianity in the Bible is not saying if you emulate.These moral exemplars, God will bless you.
亦都再一次講到就話，唔係話你要去學呢啲人嘅例子，學咗啦，跟住你就可以
成功。That's what most people think the Bible is about, and what Christianity is about.
亦都係好多時候基督教究竟係講啲咩嘅咧？
But as we see clearly in Genesis 16, these human beings are deeply flawed.
我哋睇到第十六章里边吓，好多里边嘅人物所做嘅嘢系几错咧
？And it's not just one or two of them; it's all of them.
唔系净话一个两个，而佢哋每一个都有好多嘅错处。
Again, as I mentioned last month, the Bible is not condoning these amiss cultural practices that we see here in the narrative.
佢唔系话去讲到当时当地。
The narrator Genesis is just recording what occurred for us.
即系话咗俾我哋听，当时历史上边有个咩嘅事情发生咧
？Right? If you're scratching your head, you ought to be scratching your head because Sarah's polygamous solution was accepted in that culture, but not by God.
你睇到就话撒拉佢所选择解决嘅方法，俾佢当时嘅文化所能够去接受。但係唔係俾神去接受。
God's will is expressed at creation, right? Clearly states what marriage is: one man, one woman.
聖經裏邊好簡單，神講得好清楚，佢話婚姻係一男同埋一女。
But Sarah won't submit to God's will.
但係撒來佢唔肯聽神嘅説話。
And her heart is mixed, right? And she wants to take matters into her own hands.
撒來佢好想將事情揸喺自己手裏邊去解決。
Even to the point she's risking her monogamous relationship with her love of her life, Abram.
就算佢要將佢同亞伯拉罕呢個一夫一妻嘅關係嘅和諧要破壞，佢都要咁樣做。
And does violence to love.
咁但係佢嘅愛係點樣咧？
As verse 2 in Genesis 16 says, 2b, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go in to my servant Abram.
但佢話耶和華使我不能生育，求你和我的侍女同房。
Right? Sarah is taking matters into her own hands. She's not going to wait anymore for God.
她撒來她不肯再等下去，於是她要將事情由自己去解決。
And so it's a matter of untrusting, as Sarah is shown here, just like Abram. Abram showed trustlessness, right? As he gave Sarah over to the Egyptian Pharaoh in scenes prior to this.
你看到這裡撒來對於神那個的信任去放棄了，就正如好像亞伯拉罕去到埃及的時候將撒來交了給一個法老一樣。
And what's even worse, as I mentioned before, Abram's callousness, Abram not questioning Sarah's idea, Abram listening to the voice of Sarah, Abram in compliance with this injustice and thisSinful behavior.
但呢度亚伯兰有一个更大嘅问题，第一，佢对于撒来所讲嘅提议，佢完全冇呢个嘅质疑；另一方面，佢亦都顺住佢嘅妻子嘅说话去做。就算后来当呢个嘅撒来对呢个嘅夏甲所做一切唔公平嘅事，亚伯拉罕亦都冇去抗议，亦都冇去疑问。
These are people of faith.Yet they distrust God's word.
呢啲嘅人，佢哋都唔能够去信靠神嘅话语。
There's not a single character in a narrative that's virtuous.
我哋今日所讲呢个经文，冇一个嘅人物，佢哋系啱嘅。
But God again doesn't give up on them, just like He doesn't give up on us.
但神冇放弃佢哋，神亦都冇放弃我哋。
He showers them with His grace and His mercy.
祂給他們有恩典，有憐憫。
Look at verse 10.
我看第十節。
Thank you, Quang. The angel of the Lord also said to her, that's to Hagar, quote, I will surely multiply your offspring so that they cannot be numbered for multitude.
是這個的侍女这个的天使对这个夏甲说，他说我不使你的后裔极其繁多，甚至不可胜数。
Did you know that Hagar is the only woman to receive that promise? The others were men. Abram, Isaac, Jacob, right?
除了这个夏甲之外，每一个去接受神讲到这个的应许，应许的后代有如恒河沙数一样那么多的夏甲是唯一一个女人。
Again, God's grace broadening the circle. Women were demeaned in that day and age. They were treated poorly in a traditional culture. And look what God is doing. He's welcoming, He's embracing Hagar.
但我睇到就话，因为呢个夏甲嘅缘故，神将佢所去将恩典所俾过嘅人呢个宽度系越嚟越阔。
Right, just like us, we're stuck in the muck, stuck in some cultural tendencies that keep us chained to this world.
咁又可能我哋都系因为我哋嘅文化嘅背景令成为咗我哋呢个身上一个嘅负累。
And what a mess this whole situation is in this story.
咁你睇下呢个故事同样系一团糟。
Right, the two women would never get along.
呢两个嘅负累冇办法可以和谐嘅相处。
There's nothing Abram can do.
阿伯兰亦都做唔到啲咩嘢。
And the conflict escalates as Isaac is born, as Genesis 21:8-10 tells us.
咁喺呢个后来睇到，当以撒出世之后，呢两个妇女嘅冲突越嚟越大。
Thanks. 21:8-10. Again, in the English Standard Version, and the children grew and was weaned, and the child grew and was weaned, and Abram gave a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned.But Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian whom she had borne to Abram laughing. And so she said to Abram, cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not be heir with my son Isaac.
在创世记21章第8到第10节咁讲，佢话当以撒占长就断了奶，以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕切摆设丰盛的筵席。当时撒拉罕见埃及人下甲，给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子起笑，就对亚伯拉罕说：你把这少女和儿子赶出去，因为这少女的儿子不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。
At Hagar and Ishmael are put out into the wilderness and almost die.
咁於是呢個侍女同啲孩子就俾亞伯拉罕趕咗出去，幾乎喺呢個曠野度死咗。
And the account concludes in verses 20 and 21 of chapter 21.
咁喺第20、21節裏邊咁講。
Thanks. Kwong, if you could just move it to 20:21, verses 20 and 21. Thank you. And God was with the boy. And he grew up. And he lived in the wilderness. That's, again, Ishmael, right? And became an expert with the bow. And verse 21, and he lived in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt.
神保有童子就是以撒玛利，他就渐长住在旷野，成了弓箭手。他住在巴兰的旷野，他母亲同埃及地给他娶了一个妻子。Now
it's one more thing that's important in the text. You see God's mercy. You see the ineptness of the believers here, Abram, Sarah, even Hagar. Hagar, probably if she was in a position like Sarah, would have done the same thing.
但可能你睇到呢度睇到亚伯拉罕睇到撒拉，亦都睇到夏甲，但系谂下如果夏甲喺翻呢个撒拉嘅位置，可能都会同样咁做。There's
one twist in the story. Did you notice it? It's in verse 9 and 10 of chapter, I think, is it 21? Yeah, getting that right? Verse 9, go back to your mistress. Again, God is speaking here. Go back, Hagar, to your mistress and submit to her.
咁但系成个故事里边一个好转折嘅地方，就喺第16章嘅第9节，佢话耶和华的使者对夏甲说：你回到你主母那里，伏在他手下。
Again, this was after the first time they cast out in the wilderness. Remember, it's twice they were cast out in the wilderness. First time brought back, second time cast out, almost died, and God saves them, right?
咁你睇到呢次係第一次啊，當夏甲俾人哋趕出去嘅時候
，Go back，
翻轉頭
，God is telling me to go back， I'm getting killed there， go back，
你叫我翻翻去，我喺嗰度幾乎俾人哋殺咗喎
，Why does God want Hagar to go back to a situation that she's getting killed？
点解神要下甲翻翻去嗰个佢几乎俾人杀咗嘅地方呢
？Verse 10, the answer is in verse 10.
答案喺第10节。
I want to bless you is basically what he's saying there. I want to make you, include you in a great nation.
佢话我必使你后裔极其繁多，甚至不可胜数。
God is coming to Hagar. You know what he's saying? I'm going to give you more. But you're going to have to go back and suffer now.
他说你要回去要去受苦，但是跟着我会给你很多的东西。
You're going to have to trust me.
你要信我。
You're going to have to obey me.
你要去服从我。
I want you to go back so that I can bless you more.
我想你翻翻去，等你翻咗去嘅時候，等你所受嘅呢個嘅恩係更加嘅多。
And you know how the story goes, right? She goes back, right?
於是佢翻翻去。
She has Ishmael.
佢生咗以撒瑪利。
And when Sarah's jealousy in chapter 21 reasserts itself, Sarah says to Abram, "Cast out the bondwoman and her son again."
咁喺第21節我睇到，再一次撒拉要趕走呢個夏甲。
And Abraham unwillingly sends her out again.
咁亞伯拉罕跟住好無奈，又俾佢出咗去。
But this time, they're near death. Her son Ishmael is probably a young teen by now.
當時以實瑪利大概13、14歲，兩個幾乎死了。
But as the text says, God comes through, shows them a well of water, saves them again.
咁但係睇到再一次神開喺佢面前開咗一口井，令到佢哋可以去保存落去。
My friends, we're no different.
今日冇乜分別。
God might be calling you to a very, very hard circumstance.
今日神可能將你放喺一個好困難嘅位置。
It could be bearing some pain.
或者係你身上你健康上面嘅痛苦。
It could be having a child who is struggling with their health.
或者亦都係你有一個嘅兒女係有呢個健康嘅問題。
It could be losing a job.
或者今日你失去咗你嘅工作。
It could be some suffering because you're naming the name of Jesus in the world.
亦都係今日因為你跟隨耶穌基督嘅緣故令你受苦。
Yet God is saying, trust me, there's a greater blessing for you in it.
佢話你信佢嘅時候喺裏邊有呢個嘅福氣。
And so my question to you,
我今日俾你一個問題，好簡單。
This morning is, can you live with a God like that?
你可唔可以今日去與一個咁嘅神一齊去過你嘅生活呢？
You see, God will give you what you would have asked for if you knew what He knew.
如果你去知道嘅時候，你會唔會咁樣做呢？
But we don't know what He knows.
但我唔知道今日神究竟為你預備咗咩嘢。
Because our minds are finite, His mind is infinite.
因為我哋係有限，而佢係無限。
And so we don't know all the cards. He has all the cards. We don't know all the cards.
當你今日好多嘢你自己都唔知道嘅時候。
And so when your culture tells you, you have to be this, or you have to be that, or you're nobody, it's not just that your culture is socially constructing you.
如果當你今日你所成長的文化告訴你，你要這樣做到這樣，如果不是，你什麼都不是的時候，會不會你的文化在你的社會上、生活上，其實捆綁了你呢？
There's something spiritual going on that's very deep. Your culture shapes your identity.
其實你的文化今天就塑造了你的身份是怎樣。
And you take that culture into yourself, and that becomes your real God, your real salvation, your real significance in life.
當你將這個文化融入了你的內心裏面，這就成為了你今天其實你內心裏面的一個神。
And the irony of the narrative here is Sarah is a slave too. Hagar's not the only slave.
你看到就說其實這裡不單止夏甲是那個奴隸，其實撒來亦都是一個奴隸。
Sarah is a slave inwardly to her culture.
夏甲是在身份是一個奴隸，撒來在他內心裏面，他的文化裏面的奴隸。
I can't deal with the shame. I can't deal with the despondency. I can't deal with the hardship.
我不可以去面對我文化給我的羞辱，我不可以面對這一切的痛楚。
I have to appear like this.
我一定要是這樣的了。
Sarah is a slave inwardly to her culture.
其實撒來在他內心裏面，他的文化所造成的奴隸。
And as your pastor, I'm asking you today, what are you a slave of?
我作為你的牧師，今天問你一個問題，就話今日你係做咗咩嘢嘅奴隸呢？
If you don't think you're chained to something in your culture that you have to have, doesn't have to be traditional culture, could be modern, postmodern culture, any culture.
咁今日究竟你俾邊一個嘅文化，無論係你嘅傳統嘅文化，亦或你後現代嘅文化，所捆綁咗呢？
You're a slave.
你係一個奴隸。
You have to have that.
你一定係有一個咁嘅嘢喺度。
And so you dismiss what God says.
咁你就會將神所講嘅説話推開佢。
I give you an example.
我俾一個例子你。
In postmodern Western culture or typical American culture, we're rugged individuals.
在这个的美国的文化或者后现代的文化、啊、每一个人样样东西都可以自己搞定的。
That's part of culture.
这个是这个文化教我们的。
But you're not really rugged individuals.
但很多时候我们都不是这样。
Some culture has influenced you and you just bitten into the lie.
很多时候有些文化是这样，但我们信了它。
You just think you have to have that, or else you're not a complete human being.
很多时候你觉得你不是这样的时候，你就不是一个完全的人。
And you have to convince yourself, if I don't have this rugged individualism and this Bible thing is restricting me, then I don't want to follow it.
我觉得圣经给到我很多的限制的时候，我就要做这样了。
You take your culture into yourself, it becomes your God.
你将你嘅所信嘅文化融入喺内心里边，成为咗你自己嘅神。
It becomes your salvation，
变成咗你嘅救恩。
And you're chained to it， and you've convinced yourself that apart from that，
你就俾呢样嘢所去捆绑咗。
Until，
直至到
you realize，
你明白到
that you really are loved by the most significant person。There is.
但你忘记了其一个最重要的人，最重要的爱在外面。
What do I mean by that? How do we get out of this mess?
我怎么样可以从这里去走出去呢？
Well, the text says, Ishmael's dying. Ishmael, young teen, he's dying of thirst in the text. Poor Ishmael, he's thrown out of his father's house. He's being rejected.
你看这段经文里面讲到这个以实玛利一个十三岁的小路哥、啊、在他被他爸爸妈妈、啊、被他爸爸去赶走了
And now
就死了
he's dying. He's a young teen. He has his life ahead of him. He is dying in the wilderness.
他的前路好像、啊、还有很远的路但他在这个刻里面他好像就来要死了
But he cries out.
但他放声大哭
The text says he cries out.
他放声大哭
And what does the angel say, the angel of the Lord? The Lord has heard, it says in the text. The Lord has heard the cry of the boy.
第七节他说到什么？他说神听见童子的声音。
Why?
为什么呢?
Why did God hear the cry of Ishmael?
神为什么会听到以实玛利的喊声呢?
It's because centuries later.
因为几个世纪之后
Another angel came,
另一个天使来到
and said to a young virgin, "You shall bear a son."
去到一个嘅童女话，你要为我怀孕去生子。
And when that son was born into this world, what did he experience?
当呢个孩子去生长嘅时候，佢经历咗啲咩嘢咧
？Nothing but rejection, cast out.By everyone, including his heavenly father.
就是说被这个世界所去拒绝，被这个世界所遗弃。
His heavenly father forsook Jesus on the cross, right?
就算是被他天上的父去赶了出来，也都是摆在十字架上面。
Here's the difference between Ishmael and Jesus. Jesus, at the very end of his life, he's stretched out on the cross. He cries out, "My God, my God!" God doesn't hear him.
耶稣基督在十字架上亦都话：我的主，我的神啊！但系神冇去听佢说话。
I hear the cry of the boy。
我听到呢个童子嘅呼喊声。
Are you crying out to the Lord for mercy？
你今日有冇向神去呼求佢嘅怜悯呢
？Are you crying out to the Lord？For His grace.
你有没有今日向神去呼求他所给你的恩典呢
Why did God let His own begotten Son sink into darkness?
为什么神会让他儿子在黑暗那里沉沦呢
Because Abraham doesn't deserve to be the father of the multitudes.
因为不是亚伯拉罕不配成为这个、啊、万民的这个的父祖
Sarah doesn't deserve a child.
撒拉亦都唔配有一个细路哥。
Hagar and Ishmael are not virtuous people either.
夏甲、以实玛利都唔系一个正当嘅人。
They don't deserve to to have their cries heard.
他们两个亦都不配给神去听到他们的呼喊声。
We see again and again through the pages of the Bible how stupid they are.
我们看到在圣经里面一页又一页去刊载到他们做错的事。
And so why does God keep hearing their cries?
但神为什么会听到他们的呼喊声呢？
It's because he chose not to hear his own son's cry on a cross.
因为他选择不去听他儿子在十字架上的呼喊声。
That's what we cling to, Christians. Jesus Christ came and took what we deserve.
神耶稣基督来到去代替了我们。
And Jesus obeyed God the Father for us. He's the just and the justifier.
他去这个公义的人去令到我们今天去称义。
And so that has to move you deep down in you to change.
所以应该令到你今天想有这个改变。
That has to be, that gospel good news has to be the center of your life.
所以今天这个福音应该是你生命的中心。
Otherwise,
如果不是,
the slavish tendencies of your culture will bring you down.
那你对你自己的文化，那个的好像奴隶的服从性，就会去捆绑到你。
And you'll be constantly trapped, like Sarah was in this part of the narrative, though she's freed later, trapped by her culture.
如果你就好像这个撒来那样，被他的文化所欺骗，做了他这个经文所做的事。
So you're going to do battle? This is spiritual warfare. You're going to do battle? Are you with the Lord? Going to walk with Him?
那你今天愿不愿意去打这个属灵的争战呢？
That's how you get the gospel deep down in you. You have to be mindful of the Lord daily.
除非你真的将神的福音真的藏在你的心里面。
20 minutes once a week isn't going to do it.
每个礼拜看20分钟。
You need to daily meet with Him in His Word by the power of His Spirit. Father, we thank you for this narrative, though hard to digest, of Hagar. We pray, Lord, that we would look at it again this afternoon so that we could see that your Bible is gospel, not moral exemplars.
我们下午的时候看到这个圣经所讲到的不是一本道德的圣经，而是真是一本福音书。
And so we pray that the gospel will be a reality at the center of our lives.
我们祈祷这个福音是我们生命中的一个现实。
Whether we're at work or at home,
无论我们在家或者是上班工,
out in the city or out in the country,
无论我们在大城市或者在郊区,
in church or out in the world,
在教会的内外,
we pray that your gospel would do its work and change us to be like the Christ.
我们祈祷你的福音会去改变我们。
Help us to practice repentance and faith daily.
求你帮我们每日的更新悔改。
And to meet with you and to realize how great a cost it was for you to save us.
让我们每日去体会到是你的恩典去改变我们。
So we thank you, Lord, for your gospel and we pray that we treasure it today.
我们去感谢你的福音。
And may we hide it in our heart and make it a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our way. For we ask that in the name of Jesus, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。